Should we review agenda and
No, not
so,
without quorum. There's really no need.
okay, great. Kind of wasn't quite sure, so no need to look at minutes from last month's meetings. Let's do a quick round of introductions. So Thomas Noble, government co-chair, they them. Ron, can you go next?
Rod Hernandez, membership co-chair. Lee.
Lee Jewell, membership. I'm sorry,
Cat.
membership member.
It's okay, Cat.
At council staff.
Kira.
Here, council staff.
And Mark.
Mark Moore, council staff.
Awesome. All right, no public comments. I guess report backs from groups. How formally do we need to go without quorum? I actually don't know enough
Just
about meeting without.
whatever folks feel like checking in about.
Okay.
It could be brief. This will be a brief meeting without quorum.
Go. Ron, you want to go first? Anything to report out?
Sure. Yeah, we did a batch of renewals. I think we're finished with them, are we, Kira? We're finished with them, and we're just waiting for the mayor's office to finalize and officialize everybody. We're hoping that there's not going to be a drop off in our attendance roster. Hold on, let me check what else we discussed. Sec, it was in my phone.
It's okay. We definitely had a little bit of discussion over the, just the change in procedure and helping members kind of get their minds around a little bit what the expectation was there. So that was helpful.
Kira, was there a deadline for the mayor's side for us to do his interviews?
No, and I am going to check in with him next week regarding how far along he is with them. He
Okay.
did let me know that he is hoping to have it wrapped up by the end of the month. So
Okay.
that's quickly approaching. Lee, remind me, have you had your interview yet?
Yeah, I had my interview and he said the same thing. He's hoping to wrap it up by the end of the month.
Okay. And then Thomas, have you?
I
Yeah.
have.
And Ron, have you?
Yeah, I got an email back saying that he'll get in touch with me again at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. All right. So I think he's
All
trekking
right.
along then.
Kind of
Kira, does
nice
he
to.
have the list of our seat representation? I think that was something you sent him a while back with Nikos.
It probably was, but I can
Yeah.
resend
Okay.
it.
I'd resend it.
Yeah. Let me take a look at it first and then I
Okay.
will. No, I think you can just resend it just as like a helpful thing with it. Like if this is helpful to you.
Okay.
This is these are the seats that we're mandated to have.
It's my understanding that Bill was going to be meeting with him this week. I think today, in fact.
Yeah, he already met with him.
Okay.
Yeah. I can give an update on that, I suppose, during this update. He clarified with Bill basically everything that you all know. And that after the meeting with Andre, what happens is that there's multiple scans that happen, a background check, a social media scan, a check on taxes, make sure that people pay their taxes, which that's different. And he was pretty specific, which is it's surprising to me because it just seems like a surprising stance to take. Specific about like just trying to make sure that like everyone is who they say they are, which okay. Not sure if that's I guess other people in other jurisdictions, not so much planning council, but other commissions have pretended to be commissions. Very strange. Me. But he does represent the CEO of the council, so that is the case. And then, Kira, do you have anything to add as far as what Bill himself said at the last meeting?
No, I will be sending out an email for those that haven't yet met with the mayor's office just to give some details around what to expect.
Okay. More discussion on that part? We'll go on, and I'll announce that we have, unfortunately, three resignations We're saying goodbye to Franco, Elise, and Manuel, which brings us up.
Where does that place us in terms of total number of members and
Yeah.
how many
What was
are
it,
we
Kira?
missing?
Yeah, off the top of my head, but I can double check. I believe it is
28 now?
24, actually.
Wow.
It was
Yeah,
23.
it actually does us a solid in terms of even getting us more in compliance with our 33%
Silver
PLWH.
lining, yeah.
Yeah.
What's our maximum?
40.
40.
Wow.
I asked the same question, Lee. What about, I thought Helen was leaving as well, or did she just not resign in attrition?
Helen, I believe she, well, I don't know, Kira, did she give her, I know that we discussed giving her a dismissal letter,
Yeah.
but has she responded?
Kat, I believe she has not, right?
She has not, no.
So we
But
have two people in that list, Jesus and Helen, where we're sending out dismissal letters because of the lack of attendance. So,
Okay.
yeah, both of
What
us just
happens when?
didn't submit a renewal application and we tried to reach out, but they didn't get back to us with even an intent to submit one, so they just kind of went through automatic removal.
What does dismissal mean? I mean, is there an opportunity for someone to reply and say they want to renew or what?
There is, yeah, in our, I believe in our PMP, we actually have, I believe it's under membership. They can, oh my God, what's the word? Choose to say, no, I actually want to challenge this. And there's that process. And they can, they're also invited to, they're more than welcome to reapply if they
Yeah.
choose to.
Okay. Thank you.
And we did have a discussion on will we tweak the membership, I'm sorry, the mentorship program, PNP. I don't know if you want to discuss that. Other than that, we had a regular meeting. Yeah, nothing more to report.
Just as an update to you, Ron, as the membership rep, we did have one response. Jesse would like a mentor, and I gave him the three mentors that I basically had nominated, and just waiting for him to choose of the three, or I'll assign him one if he doesn't want to choose.
That's good. That's good to hear. Okay. That wraps it up for me.
Great, thank you, Lee. What do you got?
We had the community engagement meeting on the first. We received our monthly HCAP report from Stephen Spano. We had a COLA target vote, but remind me, Kat, what happened with that vote? Did we decide to put that off until next month?
No, it took place.
It did.
That COLA target was added.
Okay. And then we had a COLA needs assessment update. And that was it.
What was the target? Sorry.
Yeah, I want to know that too.
It was, it's in my notes. It was people, was it people over 45 or below 45, Kat?
Between 40 and something, wasn't it?
I believe it was under 45. Let me double check.
It's on the
Don't ask me.
notes somewhere.
Was people under 45.
45.
So, how do you think you're going to reach out to them? Is it going to be a large focus group somewhere or they're
It'll probably
individual?
be a small focus group. Typically, that's what we do for our COLA, is just a small focus group.
And it just have to be below 45, HIV. Okay.
Yeah, because we're really interested in getting their perspective, because we're ending up with this intriguing kind of diagram of where the infection rates are in terms of being really heavily weighted towards seniors, 55 and above. And then this, we really want to know what's even happening with people that are younger than that, like in their 20s, like what's going on with them and how do they perceive HIV today, and what does it mean to be HIV positive? Is this a where are you at with that? Are you getting all the information you need? That kind of stuff.
Great idea.
Sorry, Lee, you said that infection rates were high amongst people who were older?
Well, we got we the way it As you know, we've got people that are 55 and plus. We got this really skewed kind of epidemic where people that are already infected, reaching this 50, 55 plus, and then but we still have these infections going on at the lower end of people that are in their 20s, and wanting to know what is up with that.
I actually thought from my conversation with Bill, now I wasn't at this meeting, so I can't say what he said. I can't encapsulate what he said. I actually thought it was less about like young people and more about like the folks in between like 30s to mid 40s, and that we're doing like there's definitely attention on HIV positive youth. There's specific agencies that support them, and then there's lots of attention on people who are 55 and over. As Lee mentioned, that's like the bulk of our epidemic, right? And so what's being lost are sort of like the younger middle-aged folks. So that was the impression I got. Maybe Bill changed his tune when he came into community engagement, but it was less about like young people. It was more about like I said, like I don't know if you call 30. I'm sure millennials would really resent being called middle-aged if they're in their 30s. So like 30s to mid-40s.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's just I'm really interested in knowing younger people and what's going on with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's important too. But like I mentioned, there's resources dedicated to those folks, but there's not really resources dedicated to the middle folks. So I think that's who the COLA will target. We'll also set additional parameters, like you have to be cute or at least fit.
Wow,
I
that'll
want to be part
really
of that
help
screening
law
process.
cohort.
I'd like that stricken from the record and Mark stricken.
Mark is taken off the
No, I just wanted, I do, I get from a prevention standpoint, there's always that little bit of difference between the people living with HIV and who've acquired it, and then the people who are like have acquired HIV in the last year. So that's where I got a little. I would just want to make sure that distinction, because I thought you said like there were a bulk of infections for age-wise, usually kind of in 30s to 40s right now, which is a very odd. It's just kind of always been that way at the same time. Okay, thank you. Appreciate the update. Anything else, Lee?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Great. Let's see. Committee work groups. Next thing on the agenda was meeting evaluation.
Yeah, I can do that. Is that
Sure. Yeah.
over?
Yep. That's.
Let me
I
share.
do wonder though, because we don't have quorum, if we actually want to save meeting evaluation for when we do have quorum.
It's always fun, though.
It's always fun.
Just jump
Especially
to the
when you're not
end.
Thomas.
Yeah, I'm saying like I'll send out the full council agenda at some point for you guys to actually approve, but I'm not going to share that now since like you don't even have quorum. I think if
Did I?
there needs to be a meaningful difference between meetings with quorum and without.
Did I facilitate the last meeting?
I did.
Oh,
Oh,
ooh,
maybe that's why he's
now.
no longer there. Actually, that's a good point. I would love to see that right now. Yeah, let's see how well you did, Mark.
Oh, I think he's already seen
now I totally rescind, and I'd love to see the evaluation for last week.
it.
Let me share that then.
Again, you can just go to like, how did Mark do portion.
That's all he cares about.
I don't want to know
Am I
about
going to be
like, did I
happier
feel
Max? This
well
will be a little
prepared?
less formal then. Let's jump around.
Yeah. Can you take that thing off? Thanks. Oh, there we go. Very good.
All
Oh,
right,
is that
everyone agreed.
100%? Oh
Oh my
my
gosh.
gosh.
I mean,
Wow.
that never happens.
How many people filled this out? Two? Mark and Mark.
Wait. So there is no comments? Oh.
No.
Oh.
There should be comments. Sorry about that.
That's very disappointing if there's no comments.
Here, let me stop share and pull up the meeting link. Maybe that's what. Okay, I'll just share my screen. Because I think that meeting link for some reason didn't have the comments. It used to be able to see, used to be able to see. Not sure why it's not doing it. Let's see.
Was there an option for comments on this
No,
one?
there used to be able to configure it. There would be a window that would pop up. Oh, here, let me see. Share settings. See if that does something. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
See, there we
good
go.
job.
You do have one comment.
One measly comment.
All that for one comment. Well done, informative and engaging,
That sounds
Barb.
like a pat answer.
Boring.
Very boilerplate.
I mean, I got four.
I know.
Rude. Please speak louder. Well, I'm glad I didn't get that one. Okay. Okay, fine. See how Manuel got six. Probably a lot of goodbyes.
Oh yeah,
You will
totally.
be missed.
I had to leave meeting early. Okay.
I'm
Thanks. Me too.
sorry to see him go.
More time for Manuel. Well, womp womp.
Nine point seven.
Okay. I've seen higher.
I've seen higher.
Thank you for stepping in, though, Mark. It was definitely appreciated.
No worries.
Thank you.
For the next agenda item, I will not share that. I'll go over it verbally, and then I'll just send it out to the full group, including people who are missing here today. It's pretty straightforward. We have two presentations that are short before the break. Mike Zog is coming for DOS to give an update on an earlier initiative they had come before the council earlier this year about. And then I'll do my annual HRSA mandate update. And then the second half is entirely up to you, Thomas, with your prevention megatrends. We don't have a one after that, so it probably will be an early meeting, perhaps. So that's the agenda. But like I said, I'll send it out to this group, plus the missing folks, either this week or early next week.
Great. Sounds good. I'm also talking with Hannah and seeing if she wants to do Megatrends. So if that changes, I will let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
So
Just put her, I'll put her name on the agenda. No worries.
I feel like that council's heard a lot from me recently, and there should be a little bit more diversity represented from CHEP. So great. All right. What else do we have? Policies and procedures. We
So
can't do.
I
Oh,
want to
you
do
want.
two. Yeah, I want to do two things. One is a reminder for you, Thomas, and one is to show just the acronyms. Like I just wanted to say, like let me show it here. We don't need to go over the acronyms piece by piece so that Kira can update on her spreadsheet that we looked at it today. So I will share screen to just quickly show the acronyms. What I'll probably do just for fun is that's not it. Is why am I not being able to get to it? Is send it out. God damn, gosh darn. I mean, one second. I'll probably send the acronym list out with my full council agenda in case people do want to actually spend some time seeing if there's anything missing. Okay, now let me get back to it. Where is it? Acronyms. Acronyms, there it is. Okay. Share screen. So here's our acronym list. As you can see, it is, this is just the first page. It's pretty extensive. Acronyms really haven't changed. But when I send this out, take a scan. If there's anything you think is missing, just let me know. We'll
Would you
add.
remember? Send
Zoom.
large. Yeah, please. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
So I'll just start at the top.
I look LAI and Doxy prep. PEP might be the two most current things that I've entered in.
That's great. I'm glad you mentioned that. AI, WC prep. Yeah, I wrote myself a note there so I don't forget that. But anyway, you guys can look at that more in depth.
And we can submit it back to you.
Yeah, and just send it back to me. And Thomas, actually, if you could do that as well, just so that I don't lose a sight of that. If you could just send back
Yes,
LAI.
I could probably add a few.
Yeah, that would be great. And then you can mark this as reviewed actually during this meeting, because I'll just update on my and Kira and send to you after I hear back from folks. And there will be an update, obviously, because at the very least we'll have LAI and Doxy Prep on here. And then the other thing I wanted to say about PMP is I'm still waiting to hear back from you, Thomas, on our long-running discussion about what the CDC wants from the council as far as concurrence goes. So
Oh.
I gave you a bunch of things. I gave you like the language, I gave you different things, and then you connected with Hannah. I explained it. Either Hannah or someone else, I explained it to them, and I just haven't heard from you all for a long time. So we have two policies that are on hold until I hear back from you. One of them is orientation. What should we be orienting our people, our new members on when it comes to that topic goes. And is there another one actually? Oh no, we eliminated the other policy. So this is actually only holding up one policy, which is whatchamacallit, orientation. So yeah, if you can just get me an answer to that as far as like what the CDC is looking for when it comes to what the council should do around concurrence or anything else around something that you think we should be training our new members on when it comes to prevention. It was initially, so just to reframe, the training originally went over concurrence and BRPs, and you told me that we don't need to do BRPs anymore. That's no longer relevant. And so we're
Okay.
your back is like, well, is concurrence still relevant? Does CDC still require it? If not, what should we put here for prevention?
Mark, apologies for starters for not following through. I think I got a little muddled between the training aspects of concurrence and just the concept of concurrence. So I think that's where wires got crossed for me. Do you have the original email that you sent, or should I just try to take a stab at it? And
Maybe
it's just
just take a stab at it. Yeah.
okay. I will draft something up, and it's the question is what do we want to make sure is new members are orientated or trained on with regards to their role with the CDC?
Yeah, exactly. So we are a merged council, obviously, and
Yeah.
we certainly let people know that as far as prevention goes, we're only advisory. We don't have a mandate. And so there should be something in there though, as far as like, well, what do we advise you on?
Yeah. I mean, really, it's not part of our agenda. We don't really talk about it much.
Yeah, we never, what we get
We
is a, we get a monthly update,
don't.
a very extensive one from Thomas, which is great.
Right.
But do we have like any, like, what does our advisory authority even mean? If there's no concurrence or there's no BRPs being used, then what should we be orienting them on other than we're a merged council, which means we're basically just a care council that says it's merged.
Yeah.
Advisory. Do you know what policy that is, Mark? Do you have that
Orientation. I mean, literally,
orientation?
yeah, it'd be silly for me to even share it with you because it literally just says letter of concurrence, behavioral risk populations. And since we're taking BRPs out, and I don't know if you like, is there concurrence? Like, I don't think there is anymore, right?
Well, I mean, we just kind of went through it with regards to the ETE,
Yeah, it's
so
like
that
it's like
process.
it's like integrated plan concurrence, not so much like concurrence with how prevention dollars were spent.
Right, exactly. So it might just be that, but let me confirm.
Okay.
Okay, thank
Then
you.
let me give you all an update on where we're at. We're doing great. We have, I think, only a couple more, but let me just go give you a rundown. So acronyms are nearly complete after I hear back from folks. Then I'm working my way up from the bottom. And then in our appendix, we did our mentor guidelines. We just need to do our council cultural humility statement, which we can do next time. I do want a person from the counties here to review our relationships between HCPC and counties councils. If need be, I could just email it to them. We need to create a policy for Bill since Bill doesn't want to be in any committee. And then we need to update our orientation and training. I need to review our appointed seats. And I'm not sure why mission and vision is highlighted still. Oh, because you're going to update that, Kira. That's right. I sent you the new version. And connected to appointed seats are officers. So once I review that, then we can take another look at that one. So that's one, two. I guess if you don't mind unhighlighting mission and vision and updating that date, that would be great, Kira. One, two, three, orientation. Four, relationship between counties. Five, grievances. Six, council cultural humility. And seven, new policy. So seven more to go. And of those seven, half of them are just revisits, just more information needed. So really only three more to go. So yay, we'll definitely be done by the end of the year for a nice fresh vote in January on our new policies and procedures. And just as a reminder, when we vote on these policies and procedures, that's when we're going to have to figure out, okay, new membership is in effect. That means everyone is 3 year, 2 3 year terms, which is great. But we need to figure out how are we going to stagger these so, like, in 6 years, we don't lose most of the council if everyone's still on in 6 years. So we'll figure it out. Okay, that's it for PMP from my end.
Mark, are we going to roll over kind of folks from the standpoint of just with this mayoral process being a process?
Roll.
So basically, if I guess this is a question first, if we're all approved now or reapproved, is that the beginning of our 3 years or will we start the 3 years January 1st?
No, it starts
Have to reapply.
so it's two different things. It's the when the membership itself is renewed by the mayor's office, so I assume it'll be August 1st, perhaps, when the new policy takes effect, which is in January. So the new policy will take an effect, but that means that the new policy will be looking at the August 2025 as the start date where the 3 year starts.
Fair enough. Okay.
We don't want to do an additional renewal like in 2 year, 2 or 3 years
That's what I was
before
trying
we
to
have
avoid.
to. Yeah.
It's like gonna put us all back up.
So
Okay,
that means
cool.
that, like, if that passes from the council, that would mean August to if August 2026, that means what, August 2029 is when we'd have to worry about renewals again for folks. We just need to make sure it's staggered so it's not all at once, if possible. Okay.
Great. Anything else from anybody?
I did
Let
sign
me
up for the
share, just so that you know, Kira, I found this document that I thought we could share with Andre. And it's basically the document that you filled out, that third tab, if you remember. So what I'm going to do is just I'll send you the full document, but you only need to cut, you only need to use tab two, membership category tool, just so that you know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Great. Are we adjourned? We are adjourned. Great. Thank you all. And we'll definitely see you on full council, if not before.
Bye.
Monday after next. See you
All
then.
right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.